Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a lot of it made over this weekend. One of the most significant events of the weekend wasn't all that discussed. Bill Barr is now cooperating with the January 6th committee. Bill Barr is cooperating with the January 6th committee. They're asking him out a draft of an executive order. This just came to light, where Trump was going to order the Secretary of State, lying Mike Pompeo, to seize the voting machines all around the country, use military forces to seize them, and begin a special investigation of the 2020 election. Let me repeat that. There's an executive order. It was a draft. Secretary of State is ordered to seize the voting machines around the country, using Department of Defense personnel to seize them, and begin a special counsel investigation of the 2020 election. Not only that, then Trump would have stayed in power, alleging that there was something wrong. There was concern that some of the military might have been involved, and that's being investigated right now. Crooked William Barr is cooperating. You know, he was dishonest, is a dishonest individual. And he's the one who lied about the Mueller report, gave everybody the impression there was nothing there. Mueller was too chicken to publicly challenge him. Mueller's a Republican. So was Comey. Both of them took a dive. But Crooked William Barr knows what side his bread is buttered on. And at some point, when you try to pull off a coup against the United States government, you're in deep trouble. And he is now cooperating. Go to the lines. Matt of Milton, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, Matt?
Hi, how you doing? I was calling to let you know, like, at my house, we got 12 mail-in ballots to vote for the presidential election. And we called, you know, the government and said, hey, you know, why did we get so many mail-in ballots? And they told us that it was something to do with Facebook was sending out, demographics like these people are definitely voting Democrat, these people are definitely voting, you know, Republican. But at the end of the day, all I hear from you and everybody else is a lot of hate against the people and a lot of, you know, censored of freedom of speech. You know, we're all Americans and we're all losing at this time, no matter who's in power, whether it's Republicans, Democrats. You know, the Democrats, when they were in power 100 years ago, not one of them voted to free the slaves. And I kind of feel like it's the same thing is kind of going on around here with both parties. You know, I kind of feel like we're, you know, in a time where you can't say, I don't think the shot's working as well as you want it to, and there might be some other alternative treatment sources that we might want to look at, and are these really available? And can we just have this nice conversation without being politicized on one side or the other? You know, and we're all hating on each other. And at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And another thing with the Russians that's going on, the people of Ukraine want to go back to Russia. they want to go back and be part of Russia. No one's talking about this. You know, as much as Russia and, you know, all this crazy stuff is, what do the people of Ukraine want? The people of Ukraine want to go back to Russia because life was better under Russia control.
Oh, really?
Let me address
a bunch of stuff you said. I love these kind of engaged calls. The one thing I agree with you said was we're divided and we shouldn't be. And I agree with that. We're all Americans. Absolutely agree with that. But let's hit a couple of the other things. This business of they're happier under Russia. Stalin killed 20 million people, more than 20 million people. No, they threw off the Russian yoke. So did Poland. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. In 1795, the Russians went in along with the Prussians and divided them up, wiped them off the map till 1917, really, after the First World War. Then they were briefly free again, and then the commies got them. Russia was commie. Nobody was happy under the commies. Now Russia says they're not commies, but they are thieves. They are thieves. We've got to stand tall for the people of Ukraine and all of Eastern Europe, Poland, the rest of them, Lithuania, which also used to be part of Poland. That's number one. And you throw out a couple of things. This business of you getting 12 ballots. Matt, let me tell you something. I know you're a Republican. That's great. I like guys like you calling in, but it's got to be plausible. If you got 12 official ballots, your obligation was to go to the district attorney of your county and tell him that. And I don't think you did. That business of I got multiple ballots because Facebook wanted me to is something that was put out on Facebook as kind of an urban legend. And not only that, a lot of that was put by Russia, Iran, and China. So when people fall for stuff like that, they're really falling for the Russians, the Iranians, and the Chinese. The other thing you say that maybe the vaccine doesn't work as well as it should, and there are alternatives. The alternatives you're talking about are ivermectin, which is a dewormer for 1,000-pound horses, hydroxychloroquine, which is a malaria drug, gargling with some sort of gargle, or injecting Lysol in your veins. And no, that isn't as good as the vaccine. The vaccine has been proven to be very effective. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. I think that's legitimate for people to have that conversation. But a lot of this stuff, Matt, is here's the deal. A lot of the Republican talking points, and then when you say we're hating on each other and we should talk, January 6th was not done by Democrats. It was not done by the FBI. January 6th killed at least five people. A woman was trampled to death. Cops were beaten up. A cop was almost trampled to death. A woman was shot. Over 100 Capitol Police officers were injured. Some are still out. They have neurological injuries. That came from people who supported Donald Trump, and Donald Trump lathered it up. So I'm not interested in lathering up hate or lathering up anything. I'm just interested in the facts and the truth. When Democrats do something that I think is wrong, I say it, and I have broken with my own party. But when people on the right do it, I get a right to call that out. So, Matt, thanks for calling in. What I agree with is that we're divided and shouldn't be, and we're all Americans. That I agree with 100%. But everything else that you said, quite frankly, and especially this business of the 12 ballots, that is an urban legend spread on social media. And the truth of the matter is, that if you got those, you should have immediately gone to the district attorney. That was your obligation. Facebook was not directing ballots. And so the repetition of that is playing into the Russian, Chinese, Iranian hands, which are respectively organized crime, commies, and jihadists. We're Americans. Going back to the line, CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. I saw a Kruti on Fox News, the number one news network, just proving the reason why they are. They had both sides of the issue. Kruti was there. If he so hates Fox, why don't go on that? The other thing I wanted to mention was one of your earlier topics. I watched the Democrat Party trash the co-sponsor of the voting rights bills, Joe Manchin. He spoke on, I watched, and every single speaker on the filibuster, Senator Manchin voted to save the filibuster. The Democrats wanted to break the filibuster and break the rules to change the rules. Never been done in the 230 years of America without working across the aisle. And trust me, the Democrats are going to like that the filibuster is still there. They used it 538 times when President Trump was in office. And they're going to be the minority in November. And when the Republicans had all three branches, they didn't change the filibuster. So, you know,
well, they did. CJ, they did for Supreme Court appointments and also for cabinet appointments. Moscow Mitch sank the filibuster. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had the Supreme Court appointments. That's the point. The other thing is it has been changed many times in our history. In the early 19th century, every senator had to agree. Then they shrunk it down to 67 votes, now 60 votes. It's changed all the time. And it used to be a talking filibuster. And it was never intended to get in the way as a partisan tool to stop any legislation. It was used in the 19th century on race issues and up through the 1960s. But what the proposal here was, voting rights is so basic. You know, people are being denied the right to vote. For that one, suspend it, just like Moscow Mitch suspended it for Supreme Court appointments and for cabinet appointments. But Trump couldn't have put most of the crooks in his cabinet. So there you have it. I mean, CJ, we disagree, but history is important. You're not woke if you don't know history. And I mean that on the right and the left. There are people who are right woke and left woke. Nobody's woke unless you know history. Going to the break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.